Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Alan Mates back on the show. Alan is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Robinson and Mates, which is an outstanding advertising PR marketing firm out of the great city of Chicago. And Alan Mates is out there day after day all across the country, around the world, helping companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here to help us with that today. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to be back on.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Alan, in the previous visit with our good buddy Jim Ballard, he talked to us about the power of story. Now, you and I both know that telling stories is not new. We're not introducing this new, but I think you would agree with me that story has more cachet today. Even though it's not new, it's more valuable, I think, today than say, just a value proposition story is, or your value proposition evidence is. And so when somebody comes to you wanting you to help them with their marketing or whatever their idea is to get customers to help them, to do business with them, what do you do when it seems like all they want to talk about is their stuff? How do you talk them off that ledge?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because it's a ledge that many of the clients and prospects we deal with go on almost on a daily basis. They're stuck in the features game of their product or their service, and it's really becoming prevalent in B2B marketing as well. And what we try to teach and educate the client about is that as the world continues to transform faster than it ever has, and content plays a much bigger role in how you market your products or services, because primarily the various communication channels via the internet, that they must understand that they need to engage their customers or their prospects with strong characters and great storylines and engaging plots to really grab that viewer and hold them on tight. If not, the typical, you know, internet surfer doesn't even read complete headlines unless a storyline engages them.
So you're saying that we shouldn't be talking to them about how cool our stuff is. We should be inviting them to come and play in our backyard.
Come and play in our backyard and engage them in the product or service benefits through that recess period, if you will. So you still need to weave in the features and benefits, primarily the benefits, into the plot of the story.
And the reason why this is so important, I mentioned it a little bit in the previous visit, is your value proposition anymore, meaning product, price, availability, and service. That's what I consider to be the four pillars of a value proposition. That's merely table stakes today, isn't it, Alan? Because everybody basically has that, don't they? I mean, this is just what gets you accepted as you know, even to be considered.
That's very true.
And aren't the reasons that people do business with you? Isn't the reason someone chooses you over this one over that one is that they both have the same value proposition, but one of them has a better story than the other? What do you think?
I think that's very true, and I think you just hit on it. So many of these value propositions that companies are bringing to life for their product or services are so similar to the next guy.
Right.
That it's how they bring that to life via the story or via the communication program to engage the customer, not just at that moment, but to keep them coming back so they continue to tell the story and continue to engage them to build that preference over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just as prevalent in a small business as it is in a global conglomerate.
Right. Right. Well, you know, there was a... you have to differentiate yourself. And it's getting harder and harder to differentiate. I mean, one thing we know, Alan, is differentiation, whatever that, however you define that, is the key to helping people make a decision, this guy or that guy, this company or that company, is differentiation. That fundamental is still in evidence and always has been. But the elements of that differentiation, that's what's changing. And when we come back, you've been working on this a lot, and I know you want to talk about this. How are things changing, folks? And how are we? The fundamental emotions are the same for people. They still want to find differentiation, but they're looking for different things to be differentiated about. We'll do that right after these messages. Alan Mates is our guest. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.